Some national hotel chains have decided to drop the so-called energy surcharges they've been adding to customers' bills for the past few months. The charges, which began in California, eventually spread to more than a dozen states, including Illinois, New York, and Texas. The $1 to $5 charges have raised eyebrows among consumers, as well as some state regulators. NPR's Scott Horsley reports.
Almost no one complained when the San Diego Zoo added an energy assistance fee to its admission prices earlier this year. After all, California's energy problems were well known. And zoo spokesman Ted Moulter says it takes a lot of energy to keep the zoo's reptiles warm and its polar bears cool.
We have the responsibility of taking care of our animals, between maintaining food under refrigeration, heating and cooling certain exhibits. Funny thing about the polar bears is, in trying to chill the water for them, they actually have found a temperature that they like, and if it gets too cold, they're not interested in swimming. But yes, we want to maintain what's comfortable for them.
Human temperatures began to rise, though, when energy surcharges spread to hotels and restaurants around the country. New Jersey's Assistant Attorney General Mark Herr was particularly suspicious of surcharges in that state because New Jersey's electricity rates are still capped and, in fact, have been falling by about 5% per year.
Our fear is that perhaps people took a look at California and they said, oh, wait a minute, that's got everybody believing that energy prices are running through the roof, and therefore we'll be able to slip an extra $3 per consumer charge onto our guests. And we want to make sure nobody's taking advantage of the California chaos to impose secret surcharges on New Jersey consumers.
Texas is also looking into the surcharges, and Florida's attorney general has gone so far as to subpoena more than a dozen hotel owners and chains. Assistant Attorney General Mark Krause says Florida is concerned the phrase energy surcharge might suggest to customers that it's a non-negotiable tax. Florida is also investigating whether hotel guests are being notified up front.
Some hotels have placards or laminated letters on the front desk. Some of them don't. Some of them disclose it on their internet websites. Some of them don't. And it's very, very difficult. We haven't seen anybody successful at it yet, at making sure that 100% of the time these additional kinds of charges are disclosed.
Florida began its investigation, Krause says, after one of the attorney general's own staffers had to pay the surcharge at a Hilton hotel in Jacksonville. He notes that hotel has since dropped the surcharge. And Hilton spokeswoman Kathy Shepard says the chain plans to drop its $3 fees nationwide as of September 1st.
We didn't want it to be there when it didn't need to be. And so, as we've said all along, we were going to take it off as soon as we could, and so we did.
Shepard says the fee is no longer necessary because energy costs have stabilized and because of Hilton's own conservation efforts. New Jersey's Mark Herr suspects the glare of publicity also may have played a role.
What looks real good in a closed room filled with corporate officials takes on an entirely different dynamic when outside eyes are taking a look at it, particularly when those eyes belong to the Attorney General's offices across the United States.
The Hyatt hotel chain has already dropped its energy surcharges. Marriott says it's monitoring the situation and hopes to eliminate the fees in the near term. One chain that never added an energy surcharge was the budget-conscious Motel 6. Even in power-strapped California, a spokeswoman says, that chain still leaves the light on. Scott Horsley, NPR News, San Diego.